USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Warning ahead of Hurricane Ida. The National Hurricane Center calls Ida an extremely dangerous major hurricane. Those along the northern Gulf Coast being told to rush to complete preparations today to protect life and property. Landfall expected Sunday. A hurricane warning in effect for parts of Louisiana, including Metro New Orleans. The U.S. taking out an ISIS-K planner in an unmanned airstrike Friday in Afghanistan. This following Thursday's suicide attack at the Kabul airport. Retired Navy SEAL Commander Dave Sears tells CBS News that attack should change our withdrawal plans.
You can show the Taliban, we're not leaving. You broke this agreement. So until every single U.S. citizen is out, we're not leaving. Now, you make that the mission, and that's the mission. If we're getting everybody out, and then we leave, and we're reconstituting our equipment, we're destroying our equipment on the way out, and then we leave.
He also advises retaking the Bagram Air Base to help in evacuation efforts. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Many parents may be worried about sending kids back to school as COVID shows no signs of slowing down. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky Friday in her advice for school leaders.
Evidence has repeatedly demonstrated that multi-layer prevention strategies such as vaccination for all children and adults who are eligible, masks for all students, teachers, staff, and visitors, ventilation, cohorting, physical distancing, and screening testing work to prevent the spread of COVID in schools.
She adds schools should implement as many of these prevention layers as possible simultaneously. Getting COVID is hitting more Americans financially. The Kaiser Family Foundation finds almost three-quarters of insurance companies that once covered the entire cost of COVID treatment are no longer doing so. The study finds another 10% will start expecting patients to bear some of the treatment costs by the end of October. Nancy Pelosi among those criticizing the Supreme Court for striking down an eviction moratorium Friday. The House Speaker calls the ruling arbitrary, cruel, and immoral. Six of the nine justices determined the CDC had no authority to issue the moratorium. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The man who killed Robert Kennedy could soon be free. A California parole board Friday recommending the release of Sirhan Sirhan. The 77-year-old shot Kennedy to death in 1968, but two of Kennedy's sons advocated for his parole. California Governor Gavin Newsom will review the parole board's recommendation. A popular exercise equipment maker getting subpoenaed Friday by two federal agencies for injuries associated with its treadmills. Over 70 injuries and a child's death blamed on Peloton's Tread and Tread Plus treadmills. The federal government pushed Peloton to issue a recall of the products in April, but the company refused until changing its mind a month later. Health alert: Fratelli Beretta Antipasto has reports of salmonella. Wendy King has more.
The CDC has identified a brand of Italian meats linked to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The agency said the illnesses were linked to Fratelli Beretta brand prepackaged uncured antipasto trays with the best by dates on or before February 11, 2022. Fratelli Beretta brand products are sold nationwide in vacuum-sealed plastic packages. A total of 36 people across 17 states fell ill, and 12 were hospitalized in outbreaks of two strains of salmonella. The CDC recommended that consumers throw away the affected products and other prepackaged Italian-style meats if they're unsure of the brand. They also suggested that consumers wash any items, containers, and surfaces that may have touched the products using hot soapy water or a dishwasher. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.